Prospecting, Part 1. Overview of prospecting. Purpose: to develop a prospecting systemized to maximize referred leads. 2. To develop a center of influence management system. Outcomes: a complete understanding of how many referrals you need to generate each year to achieve your sales targets and prospecting activities required to meet these targets. Does cold calling really work? Excuse me, wonder if I could have a word to... I may have something to make your job a little easier. Sorry, mate, I'm too busy to stop and talk. Prospecting methods. Category: external sources. Prospecting techniques. Referral approach: ask each prospect for the name of another potential prospect. Community contact: ask friends and acquaintances for the names of potential prospects. Introduction approach: obtain introduction by one prospect to the other via phone, by letter, or in person. Contact organizations: seek leads from service clubs and chambers of commerce. Non-competing salespeople: seek leads from non-competing salespeople. Cultivate visible accounts. Cultivate visible and influential accounts that will influence other buyers. Internal sources. Examine records. Examine company databases, directories, telephone books, membership lists, and other written documents. Inquiries for advertising. Respond to customer inquiries generated from company advertising. Phone mail inquiries. Respond to phone or mail inquiries from potential prospects. Personal contact. Personal observation. Look and listen for evidence of good prospects. Miscellaneous. Surf the web. Identify prospects by name and location. Hold, attend trade shows. Organize and participate in trade show directed towards the potential prospects. Bird dogs. Have junior salespeople locate prospects that senior salespeople will contact. Sales seminar. Prospects can attend as a group and learn about a topic in which the salesperson's product is involved. Prospecting plan flowchart. Work out the number of referrals needed each year. Create a suspect profile. Create a suspect list of 100 plus. Develop 10 times COL and meet monthly. Set up referral system for existing clients. Set up a 90-day contact system for all your clients. Decide on prospecting activity targets for yourself and your team. Prospecting equations. Sales targets, average sale, number of sales needed throughout the year. Number of sales needed, conversion ratio. Number of presentations needed. Number of presentations needed, refer conversion ratio. Number of refers needed. Two types of salespeople. There are two basic types of salespeople, reactive and proactive. 1. Reactive salespeople. These people wait for the customer to come to them or just service their existing customers. They respond to customer inquiries. Reactive salespeople often found in sales shops working in sales as sales representatives in sellers markets where they can make calls on existing customers. They are often nice, polite, friendly people who are popular with their customers. They can do a good job when the real selling has been done already by other agents such as product managers or advertising, and they are simply servicing a pent-up demand. 2. Proactive salespeople. These are salespeople who go out and actively seek or generate customers and sales. Proactive salespeople are always the most successful. They take the opportunity to build their business in easy times of a seller's market. They go out and find business that is available in the buyer's market. If they can't find any, they create it. These are people who have the potential to become true wealth creators. They are professionals who grow their customers and generate profits for their companies. They develop a deep understanding of their own business as well as that of their customers and move into what we will later describe as consultant selling. Success element essentials. 10 Commandments of Prospecting. Prospecting is ability, prospecting ability is the number one differentiator between successful people in business and unsuccessful people. Every award winner in our business has mastered prospecting. If you are simply not making progress and are capable of making, it's simply because you have not mastered prospecting. Why is prospecting so important? The answer is very simple. Everything you do to make a sale is 100% dependent on the quality and quantity of the prospects that you have. How do you master this critical skill? Follow the 10 commandments listed below and you will be a long way towards winning your next major award. 1. Make an appointment with yourself. Prospecting is a habit. Habits require repetition and discipline to become fully habitual. Prospecting is one of those areas where it's too easy to put off. The way to solve this is to schedule yourself to prospect for at least 1 hour every day. Then protect these appointments at all costs. Focus on Class A prospects. It is important that you spend the majority of your time in front of Class A prospects. Your closing ratio will be over twice as good with a Class A prospect as with any other class of prospects. You need to know what a Class A prospect is. You will need to know how to ask the right questions to obtain the necessary information for a prospect to qualify as a Class A. If you are selling to a Class B and below prospects, and I am selling to Class A prospects, I will beat every time, even if you have more than twice as many prospects as I have. This is one of the most important areas where you need to work smart as well as hard. 3. Set a goal. Before you start calling your prospects, you need to have a specific goal in mind with each prospect. You need to have a goal for your prospecting time. How many appointments do you want to make? How many prospects do you want to talk to? If you don't set a goal, you don't know if you are winning or losing. 4. Be prepared. Don't waste your prospecting time trying to find the information you need. You might feel busy, but you aren't making those prospecting calls. You should have your prospecting cards already set up in advance. You should have them in the order you want to call them. Everything should be prepared before you start making calls. 5. Work without interruption. Like any skill, the more you prospect, the better you'll be at it. After you start calling, take advantage of your momentum. You'll find that each call will get better and better as you go. If you stop and take breaks, you waste a large amount of time just before getting started again. 6. Call at different times. You shouldn't schedule your prospecting time for the same time every day. You should have at least 1 or 2 days when you call for appointments at a different time. This allows you to reach people who aren't otherwise available during your prospecting time. You should also plan to schedule calling time off-peak hours. This is before 9 a.m. and after 5 p.m. This allows you to reach prospects that otherwise are unreachable. Keep your calls 7. Keep your calls focused. Your goal is to make an appointment. Your goal is not to sell your product. Your goal is not to educate your prospect. Your goal is not to chit-chat. Your goal is not to see how long you can stay on the phone. The only goal is to make an appointment. Keep your calls brief and be focused on this objective. Be organized. Have everything you need when you start making calls, especially have your success planner or time diary to record all your appointments. Keep a record of who you called and when, and who you spoke to about what. Use your prospecting system to alert you when you're supposed to call people back. People who are unorganized not only waste time, they subconsciously project to their prospects that they're not worth taking the time to meet them. Don't give these subconscious messages to your prospect. You need to project an attitude of total confidence and total organization when you make your calls. 9. Don't quit. Persistence is one of the critical keys in learning any new skill. This is even truer in the area of prospecting. Everyone who has become a master prospector has done so through trial and error and practice, practice, practice. The best way to master prospecting is to make 100 prospecting calls. 10. Project a be of service attitude. Although your objective is to sell your services and to sell the prospect on making an appointment with you, you want to always project a be your service attitude. You don't want to sell anything to anybody that doesn't need it. If you follow the above 10 commandments, you can virtually guarantee you will be successful in your business. And it doesn't matter whether you're any good at sales presentations or not. If you have enough of the right kinds of prospects, you will make sales. It doesn't matter how good you are at making presentations. If you're making them to the wrong people or not enough, you must become a master prospector. Suspect profile. Below is an example of our suspect profile, so you can use it as a guide when creating your own. We work with people to develop their sales processes, individual salespeople, sales teams, business owners. We have offices in Hawke's Bay, Auckland and Christchurch, and work with corporate clients nationally. Sales Impact New Zealand offers a range of sales training programs and services. Sales development for frontline salespeople, sales management excellence for sales managers, customer sales and service development for customer support teams, sales refresh courses for past participants, seminar and conference speaking services on all subjects relating to sales and sales management. We deliver a complete range of sales tools and systems which are customised for each client we work with. These are delivered over 4 to 8 weeks training workshops depending on the client's individual requirements. A range of the type of industries professions we work with are agricultural, consultancy, contractors, banking, local bodies, automotive, retail, financial advisors, construction, wineries, insurance, horticulture, travel, manufacturing, professional services, accountability, hospitality, mortgage brokers, education. The key people I would like introductions to are any decision makers, including senior managers, sales managers, business owners, commissioned salespeople. To see website for further estimation and testimonials, visit www.salesimpact.co.nz. Elevator introduction. A consultant was asked to describe her services. She said, "I help my clients with their businesses." When I asked her to explain in one sentence the benefits her clients realise or the end result they experience after using her services, she had a hard time finding the words. When creating your elevator speech, begin by focusing on the service you provide to your clients. How do you describe the product or service you provide? You could opt for something generic as described above. However, you can have a greater impact by delivering a message that will spark further interest in the person to whom you are speaking. When creating an elevator introduction, begin by identifying some of your clients' challenges, then describe how your product or services provide solutions to these challenges. Begin with "you know how ... followed by a couple of common problems your clients normally experience, then follow up by saying "what I do is ... and continue with one or two key points, benefits, value propositions, compelling reasons or unique selling points, and how they relate to your product or service how your product or service solves these problems. Here's an example of what the dialogue between you and a potential prospect might sound like. So, prospect, so what do you do? You. Well, you know how some sales teams experience high turnover and struggle to meet their sales goals, as well as find new prospects, which ends up costing the company time and money. Yes, I'm actually going through that myself with my company. NB. Allow the person to respond, demonstrating you have their attention and that they are interested in what you have to say. Then respond with the following statement. Salesperson. Well, what I do is I help their businesses improve their bottom line and bring in more sales by getting their salespeople in front of more targeted, qualified prospects. Prospect. That's interesting. So how do you actually do that? MB. Notice that you did not tell them what you sell or do, or even the specifics of how you go about receiving these results. I simply shared with him the end results they can realise. Using this approach, You not only have clarified the results you can deliver, but you have opened the door for further discussions about similar challenges that the person that you are talking with, their company, clients, and other people who they know may be experiencing. Notice what their response was. So how do you do that? If you get a similar response, your elevator introduction is working perfectly. Once you hear a response like this, you can share the process of how you achieve the results you've mentioned, or even being a light needs, or even begin a light needs analysis on the spot. Making the phone ring. Instead of handing out business cards and waiting for these potential clients to call, take on the responsibility of getting in touch with them. Doing so will give you the opportunity to get in touch with every contact you make instead of waiting for the phone to ring. If you need to give out your business card, make sure you ask for theirs in return and ask for permission to contact them. Elevator introduction service. Golden rule. Be more interested than interesting. An elevator pitch is a conversational technique that you use in social situations to determine if someone you just met is a potential prospect. The lead-in, opener, the differentiator, USB, unique service proposition, question, the enlargement question, interest level question, call to action, appointment. The lead-in, a story about your clients, qualifiable, relevant to the prospect, short and sweet. E.g., I train businesses to make more money through increased sales. The differentiator, process systems, must qualify dollars. The engagement question, how do you do... What processes do you... Four, call to action. The goal is a follow-up meeting. Ask for the meeting if they are genuinely interested. Invest your time in networking to build trust. Networking at the fundamental level is about keeping in touch. It is time-consuming, but if you invest the time and the hope that when people get to know you, they will want to do business with you. There are dozens of opportunities for informal networking events, meetings and social events. The most popular networking forums are regional business networking groups, Chamber of Commerce, Institute of Directors, sporting clubs, general interest clubs, referral groups. Why do it? Networking provides a method of meeting potential clients face to face, and you get to meet your prospects directly and get the chance to simply show up on their radar. Networking is an investment for the long term. Some people you may meet may have an immediate need for your services. Others may need you in the future. Networking is perfect for people who don't like cold calling prospects and prefer subtle, indirect social approach. Networking is more suited to farmers than hunters because it relies on building trusted relationships over time. Where to start? Now, part of the networking knack is knowing where your potential clients are likely to be. The owners of SMEs tend to go to business networking meetings. Decision makers from larger businesses go to trade events. Networking skills include being able to confidently engage people in conversation and having a short, clear, compelling scenario question in response to the question, what do you do? Ongoing. If you can nail this, you'll be ready to develop leads pretty much anywhere. I've developed leads into major companies, on an aeroplane and at a sports club. The trick is to take the focus off your business altogether and stop selling. Just take a sincere interest in their business and provide helpful insights. If they feel like you and feel you care about what they do, they are more likely to ask you for your card and continue the discussion. Golden rules of networking. Be more interested than interesting. Never sell at a networking social event. Your goal is only to sell an appointment. Use your questioning process to uncover potential needs. Have a clear objective for attending the event. Arrive early and determine who you would like to meet. Do not be the social butterfly flittering from one group of people to the next, collecting business cards. You're better to have one or two meaningful conversations than five or six speed dates. Referral groups. This is a more formal type of networking. Referral groups meet on a regular basis for the specific purpose of referring business to each other. It does not matter how small or large a business is. What matters is their trusted connections between members. One of the larger is Business Networking International, BNI, although there are many privately run groups in most business communities. Why do it? Like any recommendation, a personal introduction from a trusted source makes for an easier sale. It puts you ahead of competitors who do not have an endorsement. People are 80% more likely to act on a recommendation of a friend than an advertisement. Where to start? Given the time invested in building a referral network, it is important to do your due diligence before joining a referral group. Find out who the members are and check them out on LinkedIn. Satisfy yourself they are well connected and serious about business. Attend the first meeting to see how friendly the people are and how much business they are actually passing to each other. Try to speak to as many people as you can, especially the ones in your industry who share your target market. After meeting, send a LinkedIn connection request to those people you met. Once connected, start looking at whom they are connected with. Focus your due diligence on people you sense are most likely to be able to help you with your referrals. If you are satisfied that the group might work for you, then join as a permanent member. Once you join a referral group, you can slowly start to build trust and work towards gaining enough confidence to start referring to each other. Meet up with all the members individually for a one-to-one meeting. By all means, prioritize those likely to be of use, but do not ignore anyone. You never know. They might live next door to your ideal client. Action steps. Regular attendance is paramount for gaining the most from this type of group. Meet each member of the group at least quarterly. Be very specific about the referrals you're looking for. Top networking tips. Below are some ideas to make the most of your networking time. Don't try to talk to everyone. Treat networking at referral groups as you would any other social interaction. Don't just focus on the business side of things. Be friendly and useful first. Don't dismiss anyone. You may think you do not need to know or meet this person, but you don't know who they may know or where they may be in the future. Give everyone the time and respect they deserve. Your first goal at every meeting is to help someone else. Build the trust first, help another, then eventually they will reciprocate. Be more interested than interesting. It's not all about you. No one wants to listen to someone else talk about themselves and their business for 15 minutes. They'll be looking at their watch and making excuses to sneak off and get more crepes. Introduce people who have similar interests and may benefit from the relationship to help someone else first. Always follow up. Be prompt and follow up when you say you will. People will appreciate your punctuality. It says, I value your time and I come through when I say I will. Never sell at a networking event. There are many reasons for this. Don't do it. Ask good questions in order to get a strong idea of what the other person's business offers, only when you are in a position to help them. Be clear when introducing what your business offers. Be clear when introducing what your business offers. People are not interested in in-depth explanations of your products and services. Use case studies of how you have helped others and explain what you offer. Add value. This goes beyond the previous statement. When discussing your business, make it about them, not you. How can you help them? This could be as simple as updates on current regulations if you are in the health and safety industry, or changes to tax laws if you're an accountant. Finally, be picky. Don't be the person who goes to every networking event, who talks to everyone but never makes any strong connections. You have a purpose at each event. Make the most of every interaction. Try and get a return for the time invested. How to use LinkedIn to generate sales. Identify your target audience. Use groups. Identify who your target audience is. What groups or suspects are they likely to be part of? You can join these groups as a way to get closer to your suspects. Start group discussions. Don't talk about your company. Aim to add value to other members in the group. Position yourself as a center of knowledge in the field. Aim to be consistently visible and valuable. Use the pulse functions. Share something every day to your network. Never sell. Always aim to add value and share your expertise. Ask questions to encourage interaction. Answer questions to show you are an expert in your field. Position your company as a valuable resource for updating your company by updating your company personal profile regularly with relevant status updates. Streamline our profile to maximum your exposure. Focus on accomplishments, not your duties. How have you helped other people, businesses? Include multiple emails. If you change jobs, roles, it helps to have a backup email for contacts. Be clear in your profile about what you do, who you can help, and how you can help. Optimize and streamline your value statement within your profile. Refine it. Build your LinkedIn company page. Use keywords in your company's value statement. Establish a daily posting sequence for consistent brand messaging. Optimize your feed. Commit and congratulate others on achievements. Use the at symbol so the user will be notified of your interaction. Follow current clients, businesses, and company pages. Write recommendations. Your contacts will return the favor. It helps to keep you front of mind with that client. Utilize the search function. Use the advanced people search function and search for those in roles that you are targeting for specific companies, i.e. national sales manager. Share your content with LinkedIn. This may include upcoming speaker events, new articles, links of interest to your connections that are relevant to your field. If you use Twitter, blog platforms, link these to your feed. Create a list of your connections, suspects that also have Twitter accounts and follow them across various platforms. Use the search function to see what members of your team are linked to for warm introductions. Use the premium search function to add more criteria in order to build lead lists. Spend 5 minutes a day investigating your connections. Who would you like to meet? Start with recommendations from your current connections. Top 10 networking questions. How did you get into ... What do you enjoy most about ... What is your point of difference from the opposition? What is the next step for your business? What changes do you see in your profession over the next few years? What have you found to be the most effective in promoting your business? How do you generate new business? How much of your business comes from direct referral? How do you measure this? How can I know if someone I am talking to is a good prospect for you? FORM, questioning method, family, occupation, recreation, message, what they deem important. Note, even if a person is interested in what you do, turn the conversation back to them straight away. Never sell at a networking or social event. Sell the appointment. Ensuring your clients don't get poached. Did you know that a client is someone else's, that you're a client is someone else's a prospect? Every day, valuable clients are being lost to competitors simply because there hasn't been a regular 90-day contact cycle put in place. This thought spurred us into action, and we would like to share with you an easy and effective situation. It could be time to consider sending out a regular newsletter. Newsletters have the convenience of being a regular touch point without needing to ring or visit your entire database every few months. For you and you, for your newsletter to be successful, it must add value to the readers whilst positioning you and your business as industry leaders. Benefits of a regular newsletter. Keeps your business on top of mind when your client or prospect has a need. A time and cost-effective way of touching base with your database for clients, suppliers, and prospects. Helps generate leads by 1. Demonstrating the problems you have solved for your clients and how the readers can benefit from engaging with you. 2. Prompt sales inquiries by reinforcing what products, services you provide as well as new offerings. Articles can be loaded onto your website according to regular website content, and it helps improve Google's search rankings. By using specialist email platforms, you will receive statistics on how many people open your newsletter and what articles are most popular. This helps you decide what you should be focusing on from a sales perspective. An informative way to answer the commonly asked questions or topical issues to a mass audience. Article courtesy of Tank Marketing and Design. Most effective sales generating articles. These statistics from the survey of financial advisors earning over 300k per annum. Social activities. Qualified referrals from clients 100%. Regular contacting with existing clients by phone or in person 70%. Seminars 61%. Speeches, talk to interested groups 61%. Participation in organizations composed of potential clients 57%. Printed newsletters mailed 48%. Electronic newsletters 44%. Cold calling or emailing brochures 26%. Cold calling on phone or in person 18%. Websites 18%. Directory listings, yellow pages 9%. Advertising, newspapers, radio, etc. 5%. Prospecting. End of part 1.